Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. Grab a stool next to Greg Corumbus of Radio America and Jim Garrity of National Review. Three Martini's coming up.
Really glad you're with us for the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. We've made it through this week, which is quite an accomplishment. It was 1 week ago where we said this weekend, meaning last weekend, was going to be very, very rough in Afghanistan, and unfortunately, it was, and it's been ugly in so many different ways ever since. Not only the conditions on the ground, but the administration's response, the Biden speech, so many different things. But we've got three more martinis for you today, all on this subject. And Jim, I got a tweet from a listener yesterday saying, there really aren't any good martinis anymore. I don't know if I'd go that far, but on this story, it's definitely hard to find any good martinis. And so there are none, again, in this edition. But we have three very critical stories to talk about today, starting with this one from the Wall Street Journal. An internal State Department memo last month warned top agency officials of the potential collapse of Kabul soon after the U.S.'s August 31st troop withdrawal deadline in Afghanistan, according to a U.S. official and a person familiar with the document. The classified cable represents the clearest evidence yet that the administration had been warned by its own officials on the ground that the Taliban's advance was imminent and Afghanistan's military may be unable to stop it. The cable, sent via the State Department's confidential dissent channel, warned of rapid territorial gains by the Taliban and the subsequent collapse of Afghan security forces and offered recommendations on ways to mitigate the crisis and speed up an evacuation, which there doesn't seem to be a ton of evidence of. So, Jim, I don't know if this source is throwing Tony Blinken under the bus over at ABC. They're talking about how Tony Blinken immediately acted on it, thought it agreed with the State Department's own assessment, and moved people around, relocated them in Afghanistan. But either way, we've got two different narratives of what's going on here. You got the Pentagon who says they had no idea, and Biden saying it was inevitable. So who's looking like they got the most egg on their face here?
Well, ultimately, I'm going to say the entire U.S. government, in part because I'm reading this story, and I'm left remembering all of the times we heard about cables being sent from Benghazi, Libya. Mm-hmm. Warning of a deteriorating security situation there, warning about a greater threat to U.S. personnel there, and really nothing being done. And the administration response to them being, what difference at this point does it make? As the former Secretary of State had famously said, it's a good bookend to, that was 4 or 5 days ago, from Biden in his interview there. Look, I had, you know, written something 5-6 weeks ago that the, you know, after Biden's July 8th press conference, he made this just nonsensical reference to the Afghan army being the best equipped, arguably plausible, best trained, and most effective fighting force in the region. And that, you know, the Afghan army had already started losing a significant amount of territory. And there already were reports of them abandoning their posts, leaving their weapons, things like that. And so I, you know, 6 weeks ago, I was saying this is not that army he was touting and he said he had complete confidence in keeps running away and keeps surrendering. What, you know, this does not line up with this. If we were seeing this from public news accounts on the other side of the world, it is not surprising that people with the U.S. State Department on the ground in Afghanistan, we're seeing the same things, making the same assessments. It is embarrassing, and it points out that 23 embassy staffers, all Americans, signed the cable. So this was a consensus. This was clearly a lot of folks on the ground. You know, they're talking to the Afghans. They're there. They can see what's happening. They hear the stories, and they could see that this was a firewall that was not going to hold. And while there, you can argue about, what, it was going to last a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months. It seems nobody on the ground in Afghanistan expected it to collapse very often, which was the opposite of what the president had said. And just a utterly depressing situation. Not surprising. You then start wondering what other embassies, what other places in the United States, facilities abroad are saying, we have insufficient security. We are under threat here. The situation is dire. What else is being ignored by this current crew at Foggy Bottom?
So maddening on so many different levels. And the GAO has let us know how much stuff we've left over there. You talked about how the Afghan army was one of the best equipped. Well, now the Taliban's one of the best equipped. 600,000 weapons, 75,000 vehicles, and 200 aircraft, including some Black Hawk helicopters over there. There's been some talk of the U.S. trying to blow a lot of it up from the sky. I'm not sure how much is all parked in the same location as it was before, but nonetheless, a total mess. And so, Jim, you get cables like this, and according to at least one source in the ABC story, Tony Blinken started reconfiguring where people are. It doesn't say he actually evacuated them. And Breonna Keeler had Kate Bedingfield, the White House communications director, on CNN this morning, and we'll have more of her in just a moment. But the question was, why didn't you evacuate people sooner?
I do think it's important, though, to remember, because there's been a lot of discussion about whether more of this should have happened before Kabul fell. And the one thing I would want your viewers to take on, Breonna, is whenever we began a mass evacuation like this, it was going to trigger chaos. It was going to signal that the Afghan government was on its final legs. It was going to bring people rushing into the airport.
Well, yeah, but we'd have more people out. So I don't know what the argument really is for what exactly happened here.
Yeah, just it's a recognition you mentioned of all the arms that are over there. Two immediate ramifications. The first are, to the extent there's phone service in Afghanistan, I am sure the Russians and Chinese are on the phone with the Taliban saying, hey, how soon can we take a look at those MH-60 Black Hawk helicopters? How long can we take a look at all the U.S. arms you've gotten so we can, you know, have our engineers analyze them, look at them for weaknesses, all that kind of stuff. And then just beyond that, I think it's safe to say that Afghanistan is going to become the largest arms bazaar for every radical movement in the world in the coming years. They just now have this giant stockpile of U.S. weapons. This is top of the line stuff. We weren't giving them our you know, outdated stuff. We actually were giving them top of the line stuff, in part because we knew this was stuff, you know, this was military equipment that was going to be used. And now it's in the hands of the Taliban. There may be some efforts to try to blow this stuff up so that they can't use it. It'll be a, you know, extraordinarily frustrating sight for the U.S. taxpayers to see the U.S. taxpayers' money being spent on military equipment that is being used to destroy other U.S. military equipment that was given to the Afghanis. I mean, just an all-around top-to-bottom disaster, and I think the ramifications of this are going to keep coming in for, you know, years to come.
Yeah, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. And China is already playing nice with the Taliban. You know, they're planning to have a big footprint there, but it's not going to be militarily. They're already saying that the international community needs to be kinder to the Taliban. They obviously have their eyes on some rare earth minerals that are pretty abundant in Afghanistan. And, you know, they got this whole Belt and Road strategy that's got them cozied up to a lot of countries in different strategic parts of the world and basically has those countries now indebted to them forever economically. And I'm guessing Afghanistan's going to be the next one on that list. So well done, everybody. And that's only the first martini. That's only the first martini. And that's probably enough to have you wanting to pull your hair out. But for those of you struggling with loss of hair in other ways, there's a great new product, a great new sponsor of the 3 Martini Lunch called Nutrafol. Because when it comes to thinning hair, you no longer have to choose between natural remedies and those that actually work. There's a drug-free, holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole-body wellness without drugs or prescriptions.
Did you know that there are 5 root causes of thinning hair? Nutrafol is the hair supplement that goes beyond genetics to target stress, hormones, nutrition, metabolism, and environmental factors that may be impacting your hair. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage without compromise. And 21 potent natural ingredients support sex drive, better sleep, and less stress too. In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after 3 months and 6 months. Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors.
You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code Martini to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, and it's spelled Nutrafol.com. Again, promo code Martini. All right, Jim, let's talk about efforts to get Americans and those Afghans that helped in Afghanistan over the past 20 years. Not getting ringing endorsements here from the administration or a key Democratic member of Congress. Let's go first to John Garamendi. He's a Democrat from California, and he's the top person. He's the chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness. And he's asked about, hey, what can we do to get Americans to the airport? We know the airport's secured, and that's a great thing, but it's really running a gauntlet to get to the airport. The British are doing it for their people. The French are doing it for their people. Why don't we do it for our people? And Garamendi says, no way.
We're going to do the very best we can. And the people in Kabul and in other parts of this country are going to have to do the best they can to get there. There is no way that the American military should use military force to go to someone's house or some building somewhere to extract people. That will create a very significant problem and a very significant loss of life on both sides. We do control the airport. We should continue to do that as long as it takes to extract as many people as possible. But to provide safe passage from parts of a huge city, no way.
The issue also came up in that aforementioned interview between Breonna Keeler and Kate Bedingfield at the White House today. And Bedingfield was more insistent on all Americans getting out, but she's still sticking to that August 31 deadline for our Afghan friends.
What you are not saying, though, I'm hearing in there that you are prepared to leave people behind.
We are doing everything we can to get as many people out who want to get out before the August 31st deadline. That is the sole focus of the President of the United States and his team right now. They are doing everything operationally within their capacity to get out.
Jim, I used to accidentally call her Natasha Bedingfield because, the Bedingfield last name, but there's no pocket full of sunshine when it comes to Kate Bedingfield. She's pretty dour. She likes to tell the media what they can and can't cover. At least she did during the campaign. But this is, again, on both of these fronts, not encouraging, and I don't understand why they can't have a better message here.
Hey, look, there have been a lot of speculation that we have some sort of agreement with the Taliban. CNN had reported that the U.S. forces on the ground are in regular contact with the Taliban. They didn't really elaborate much on what that contact was. A lot of people speculating that we're paying them or that we've made some sort of agreement. And maybe one of the part of the agreement was we decided in order for them not shell the airport, for them to not shoot into the crowds. Although actually, they are doing a little bit of that. But in other words, that they, as far as we know, so far, as bad as the Taliban conquest of Kabul has been, we don't know of them killing any Americans. They've been harassing the CNN crews and things like that. They've been very close. They've been shooting into crowds. They've been whipping crowds. They've been, physically attacking people, but there's not a lot of indications of them seeking out Americans and trying to kill them. And that's how it's conceivable. God forbid this turns into a situation that's like the Iranian hostage crisis back in 1979. You kind of wonder if one of our agreements was that our guys aren't going to leave the airport in exchange for them not doing this. And, if they, the sense that there's this tenuous truce between them. If that's the case, I can understand the Biden administration wouldn't want anybody to know about it, but it's just this fascinating contrast. Earlier in the week, we talked about House Democrats who were not afraid to really rip into the Biden administration for what they see as a just total fumble with enormous consequences here. And here's Garamendi saying, oh, you can't expect people to do that. It's like unreasonable expectations or something like that. If you wonder why an administration turns in a bad job, why they are not meeting the moment, why they are offering excuses and blame throwing, and why the arsenal of democracy is looking and sounding like it has no ability to influence what's going on the ground there. That is, I think part of it is the sense that their confidence that Democrats in Congress are not going to turn on them, and that Democrats in Congress will be able to excuse any bad performance whatsoever and watching folks like Aramanda, you can understand why they feel that way.
Unbelievable. There's going to be a reckoning of some sort for a lot of people, depending on how this turns out. And even if we do get all the Americans out, that might be trumpeted as a major accomplishment. And obviously, it's going to be a heck of a lot better than all the different alternatives. But the fact that we were putting our citizens in this position is a major stain on our government as well, even if it goes well over the next couple of weeks. So, Jim, I don't know if you heard the fact that one of the reasons Joe Biden keeps going back to Camp David and going to Delaware, he says he can't sleep well at the White House. First of all, right now, he probably shouldn't be sleeping much. Right now, this should be a round-the-clock operation. And despite his age, he needs to be pretty much on the ball as much as he can be at this point. That's obviously debatable, given yesterday's conversation. But maybe he just needs better stuff to sleep on, and that includes the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. We've talked about how great the MyPillow pillows are. We've talked about the towels a lot lately. And now MyPillow wants you to sleep better with their Giza Dream Sheets, and they are also on sale big time.
For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off any Giza Dream Sheets with a price as low as $49.99. Now imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you will ever own, guaranteed. They're made from the world's best cotton, which is grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes these sheets ultra soft and breathable. They're available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, and these sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a one-year limited warranty.
For a limited time, you can save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener's Square, and use the promo code Martini at checkout, or call 800-874-0104 to get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale of the year. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Martini, or call 800-874-0104. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. All right, Jim, let's get to our crazy martini now. And yesterday, we were also hearing, I believe originally from NatSec Daily, that Americans were being charged $2,000 to be evacuated from Afghanistan. And after a little bit of digging, the story is, I guess PolitiFact would probably say, mostly true. The good news is you don't have to dig up $2,000 while you're in Kabul and also trying to run the gauntlet to get to the airport to hopefully get out of the country alive. But you are on the hook for $2,000 that you can pay later. This is from Politico. It says, even though U.S. officials tell NatSec Daily and others that evacuation flights from Kabul will be free, people trying to catch a plane in the Afghan capital say differently. One person said State Department staff were seeking large payments, up to $2,000 from American passengers and even more from non-U.S. citizens. When we relayed what this person told us to the State Department, a spokesperson did not deny that this is happening. Quote, U.S. law requires that evacuation assistance to private U.S. citizens or third country nationals be provided on a reimbursable basis to the maximum extent practicable. The situation is extremely fluid, and we are working to overcome obstacles as they arise. Now, Jim, for people who happen to wander into countries that hate us and end up getting arrested and so forth, I can understand why you'd want to charge them for all the logistical legwork to get them out of there. But when your own government's responsible for the fact that their lives are in peril, the $2,000 seems really, really tone deaf on top of everything else that's happening here.
Well, yeah, I think it also is a vivid demonstration of how our government is working right now, or maybe how it's not working. I'm going to quote my colleague Charlie Cook at length because he put it really well, and I just can't put it any better than this. Quote, the federal government's enthusiasm for doing the things it's not supposed to be doing is crowding out its ability to manage doing the things it was instituted to do in the first place. Long after the COVID need for COVID relief has passed, Washington, D.C. persisted in spending billions upon billions. Joe Biden canceled 300,000 student loans this week, and within a few weeks, he's going to ask for another $3.5 trillion in spending. But when a few thousand Americans need evacuating from a disaster zone of the Biden administration's own making, they're asked to open their wallets. It is absurd. And he points out that, you know, Charlie likes to joke, he says, I hope the next president will be elected and then disappear until there's a war or a foreign crisis. And he points out that we have a foreign crisis now, and suddenly you can't find the president, which is the exact opposite of how it's supposed to work. Now, I should point out, Biden is supposed to do a press conference today at 1:00. There's no word on whether he's going to answer questions. He also is apparently not going to Wilmington as scheduled tonight. He may be in White House for one more night before going to Wilmington for the weekend. I suppose I should be glad that he's staying at the White House for at least one more day, but yeah.
Jim, try to get some rest this weekend and we'll reconvene on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Good luck, America.
Jim Garrity, National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus, Radio America. Thank you for being with us today. Please subscribe to the podcast if you don't already. Tell your friends about us. We're very grateful for your 5-star ratings and your kind reviews. Get us on those home devices. All you have to say is play 3 Martini Lunch podcast. Follow us on Twitter. He's at Jim Garrity. I'm at Dateline_DC. Have a good weekend. Pray for Afghanistan, the Americans and our Afghan friends that are there. And we'll reconvene on Monday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Four Patriots. You can find them at fourpatriots.com/martini. The big thing going on over there right now, the return of the deluxe 3-month survival food kits. They are back in stock after being sold out for more than a year. These kits will give you 688 total servings, or about 8 per day, and it gives you about 1,500 calories per day. Plus, the recipes are even better now. Pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, potato soup, spaghetti, lasagna, and more. More than 200,000 smart Americans agree this is survival food that tastes good, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So be ready. Also, don't forget about the soon-to-be-expiring deals on the Patriot Pure line of products, the UV phone sanitizer, the UV wand, the sanitation solution machine, and the disinfecting power bank. You can stash food away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/martini to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $97. That's the number 4patriots.com/martini. That's 4patriots.com/martini.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.